Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags!
That's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people at Boston, and everybody else in between. It's the Wicked Wednesdays. The countdown of the National Football League is officially on, man. We are now just 2 weeks away from the start of the National Football League preseason. The Hall of Fame game, the Dallas Cowboys and the Pittsburgh Steelers. And on the same night, the CFL returns for the first time in nearly two full years. So the countdown is on. We're breaking it down. Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano, will join us this evening. You know, Babano's already begun to handicap the Canadian Football League season. I've got my eye on the CFL. I've got my eye on the NFL preseason. The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart's got his eye on the 3M Open. Rick Saratella's always got his eye on the National Football League and all the prospects coming in to the league. So we got a full house, the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart, Ian Cameron, and then Rick Saratella from the NFL Draft Bible. A lot of stuff to get to, including Olympic action. The USA and Canada played a women's softball. Crazy, tense game. Very, very close softball game. When it was all said and done, USA wins 1-0. Canada nearly tied the game. Now, listen, there's seven-inning games, and it was the Canada were the home team, designated home team, had last at-bat. Obviously, it's in Japan, so there's no home team besides Japan. So it was 1-0 for the U.S., and Canada had a runner on first base at the bottom of the sixth. And Groenwegen, I believe her name is. And in fact, her cousin actually tweeted me during the game. Said, that's my cousin. And he's not lying. His Twitter account, like, you know, he didn't change his name to say he's the cousin of a woman softball player. But she's a badass. Great pitcher. She smoked one to the wall. Except the runner at first tried to score. And she got thrown out at home plate. And then Canada stranded a runner on third base after. So 1-0, yet we cashed the ticket. If you tune in to Game Time Decisions earlier tonight, we said take Canada plus 4.5. And I said take the under 8.5 as well. Both were winners here tonight. We got a winner in the Bronx as well. A winner that I wasn't really counting on. A winner that I wasn't counting on. You know, I'll tell you what, like the Philadelphia Phillies, these guys are now 9-1 to the over in their last 10 road games, something to keep your eye on. There's a lot of stuff to keep your eye on, including these Olympic numbers. So we've seen the U.S. women's softball team. Last night, they laid 9.5 runs to Italy, and they won 2-0. Tonight, They led 4.5 runs to Canada. They lost 1-0. The U.S. men's basketball team laid 28.5 points to Nigeria, lost outright. Laid 17.5 points to Australia, lost outright. Team USA women's soccer last night, massive favorites, lost 3-0 to Sweden. See where I'm going here? The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. It's the Wicked Wednesday. We got a full house. The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart is going to join us. We'll talk NHL expansion. Although I got to be honest, I'm already sick of the Kraken. All right? I know you released the Kraken. Put the Kraken back. All right? Put the Kraken back. And I don't know. Like, I see a bunch of people. Like, you know, listen, I'll tell you what. It's amazing how, like, expansion teams get all this, like, you know, publicity and people get all excited and talk about it. I'm looking at their roster and I'm thinking, I don't know what the hell you guys are really doing here. I don't know if you want to win. I thought maybe you'd want to be like Vegas and come out swinging, but I guess they're going to take the old long-term approach. So that's all we're going to talk about that. I'm done. Like, really? So, you know, I'm serious. I don't want to hear the term Kraken. I'm done. Whatever. You know, people, oh, what a cool logo. It's an S. It's an S. You ever seen an S before? It's an S. Oh, it's great. It's amazing. It's an S. All right? Simple as that. All right, so we will talk some Major League Baseball. We will get into the football. Obviously, the NBA season is done. Giannis celebrating in iconic fashion, crushing 50, not 49, not 51, but exactly 50 little chicken bites from Chick-fil-A. We played the video earlier on the TV show. And it's great stuff. He's just a cool dude. Like I said, like, you know, I got to be honest. If I was him, I wouldn't be at Chick-fil-A the next morning after I won the NBA title. I'd be in big trouble, actually. I'd probably be like Jimi Hendrix. Like, I'd be like, I'd be like Jimi Hendrix. Where's Morenci? Oh my God, he's in the bathtub, isn't he? Be like, oh my God, we left him alone with the trophy. We left him alone with the trophy. The bathtub. We'll tell a story after. It's one of the funniest stories I've ever heard, actually, from any rock band ever. And I've heard a lot of funny rock stories. As far as Ace Frehley passing out and nearly dying in a bathtub and not knowing about it the next day.
I'm dead, but I'm not.
As gamblers, we all know the feeling. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Are you ready for some late night gaming? Put your gambling hat on, ladies. Let's do.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dix.com/scorecardplus for details.
Do this thing. This is Sports Rage.
We are your official source for gaming, odds, and more.
Except no substitutes.
They won't be around long anyway. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
How much? $100? $200?
$1,000. Hey, wait a second. What are you doing? You're not betting. You know he's not supposed to bet.
Come on, Jerry. It's a lock.
Kramer, you've had this thing under control for almost 3 years now. Don't start again.
But it's a lock.
No.
You think you know what you don't. You say you will, but you won't. You think you win, but you won't.
This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. SiriusXM Channel 204. Let's do this thing. It's the Wicked Wednesday. We've got a full house here this evening. Rick Saratella will join us. We'll talk football. We're going to talk football tomorrow with the Big E, Eric Cohen. I saw Cohen on Twitter, and I figured, you know what? Yeah, let's get Cohen on the show. We're going to talk some Buffalo Bill football with the Big E, Eric Cohen, some Major League Baseball futures. I saw he wrote an article for TSN, TSN Edge or whatever it's called, their betting site. Cohen's their main, I think Cohen's like their guy. All these years of Cohen's degenerate, and this is paying off for him. Good for him. Good for him. Speaking of degenerates, they're going to have to pay right now in Vegas if you want to hang around. This is something I've seen coming. We've seen this in the past. And let's bring in the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, right now. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. How you doing, Cam?
I'm doing good, Gabe. Actually, things a lot better than I thought they were going to be. Other than the Jays, that Cubs game, I think, still going on. I think we got the under, but we're both on different sides there. But, I can't complain. You know what I mean? It's going to be one of those nights you just hope for plus at the end. There was a while way back where I was kind of getting very concerned. But how you doing?
All right. We cashed. All right. I don't know, but I asked you how you're doing. I didn't mean how you're doing your bets either.
Oh, how am I doing physically? Doing.
Yeah.
Not physically, not as well either.
Yeah, just not, simple, you're turning into Babano.
No, Babano's like, he'll tell you his life
Winnipeg
story.
Winnipeg Jets.
No, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers are... yeah, that's right, the Winnipeg Jets that time too. That was the best.
I love that. No, it's all good. We are gamblers. Yeah. I can't.
That's a good point. Good point.
Yeah. But everybody, I ask people that, well, how you doing? So I'm thinking, wow, everyone's life, so it depends on how they're doing, whether the baseball game won or not.
Nah, that's a good point. It shouldn't really be like that.
Yeah,
it's good. You could be, really sick. It's like, I'd be doing a lot better if the Cardinals could come through tonight.
That's what I'm saying.
That's ridiculous.
I speak to the door lady at nighttime. It's true. I should pull that. She asked me, how you doing? Told her, all right. Said I'm very busy. So I said I'm very busy, but I'm doing all right. How you doing? And she said very good. I should have told her. Oh, I'm doing good. Canada covered plus 4.5. The game went under the number. And I started telling her our plays. But I got to be honest. Nobody cares.
Exactly.
So how about this? And I've seen this coming before. So anybody who's lived in Vegas knows when it comes to the Super Bowl, right? You've got to pay now. It's a new deal. Right, you want to hang around. So basically, this is, I guess, why Cam goes through the El Cortez. And I'm not trying to call Harris out specifically for this. I actually like their book. I think it's a cool place. But at the same point in time, I wouldn't pay $80 to sit in their sports book. So coming this fall to Harris in Las Vegas to watch college or NFL football on Saturday or Sunday, you must pay $80 for a seat. They'll give you two drink tickets for $80. If you pay $180, you'll get a recliner, not just like a chair. I guess one of those metal chairs that Raven used to hit people over the head with. So $180 gets your recliner and only two drink tickets. Like two drink tickets.
Is this some kind of joke?
So hold on.
You're,
no.
you're, Okay.
No, I'm not joking.
Continue. Okay, go. Keep on going. I got steam coming out my ears, but keep on going. Okay.
That's the deal. So and you're just going to say, so two drink tickets. So $80 for a seat, $180 for a leather recliner includes two drink tickets. Doesn't include your bets. So I just feel as if though, and I've said this years ago, Vegas is a great city. It grows. It gets bigger. Their population grows. And Vegas expands away. They realize they can't just live off of gambling. So you see pro sports teams, their art scene, the downtown district is all grown. But the days of Vegas being some sort of sports gambling mecca, I think, died with Sharon Stone in the movie Casino. I remember, Cam, and I'll let you rage about this, but I remember in the old days, like, even when I moved to Vegas in 2012, people were jealous, right? 2010 or 11, whatever. Wow, you're in Vegas, you're getting a bet, the sports book's across the street from you. Now, I hear someone's in Vegas, I think, poor bastard, guy's got no options. You're betting bad lines, can't buy anything, like, can't do anything. Like, you know what I mean? Everything's blocked, your cell phone doesn't work in a casino, you can't try to get a bet in on your line, you can't do it on a stupid casino. And I'm just thinking, if you're Harrah's, it's a pretty bad business model. You're coming out of a pandemic. People want to have a good time. And you were on the strip next to about 38 other businesses. And you were going to charge people. So the only way you are doing this is if you are all in collusion and you're all going to start charging people. Because there's no way you would go it on a limb. Because it's not like you have some of the best book in the world or something like that. Right? So you're charging $80. Don't tell me Bellagio ain't going to start taxing money on. And everyone else. So that's so. Can you imagine? I've never heard of this. And not to mention they charge you for parking now. So they charge you for parking. So number one, if you're a local, well, you're going to pay $25 for parking, $80 for the privilege of watching the Florida Gators play. And number two, Cam, I would be enraged if I was Johnny Sixpack with my girlfriend, Susie Housecoat from Iowa, and I pay $140 to stay in a damn hotel, and I go downstairs Saturday to watch the Iowa Hawkeye game, and they tell me they want $80.
I wouldn't
take that very well, Cam. They do this with the pools, Cam, and it pisses me off. I was staying at Mandalay Bay. I'm paying like $180 a night. I go down to the pool, and they're like, well, sir, it's $22 for a towel and for a plastic chair. That's another four. I'm like, I'm a guest in your hotel. That's part of it. I get to use your pool. No, I'm going to charge you. But come on, Cam. You imagine being a tourist trying to watch the game. Imagine you're there, Cam. You want to watch the Seahawk game, and they're like, $80, sir. For you and Lisa, your girlfriend, $160. Here's four crappy drink tickets. It's an outrage.
Are you kidding me? First of all, Lisa, in one drink, it's four, because we're going to get, like, quad vodkas. So, first of all, at Harrah's for $80, they better be giving me every single, like, I want Pringles, I want a 500 grand bars, the Snickers, anything that's not nailed down, a golf shirt. Like, you got to be kidding me. First of all, it's not even a high-end casino. You're asking me $80 to step in there? Like, what the hell are you doing? Trust me, Gabe, I knew Vegas was going down when I rolled into the Golden Nugget and I started playing ponies and I made a lot of money. I throw $200 down, I go, guy, get some drink tickets, and the guy gave me one. He goes, yeah, it's a one drink ticket for $150. You know what I said? Get bent. I'm going to another casino. I'm going to another part of town. That's why I started going to the South Point. I started going to the Suncoast, all these local casinos where you can still get a dog and a beer for even like $2. I got no time for this. Are you kidding me? Who's going to be there? Well, enjoy it there, because it's going to be two cockroaches sitting there eating crumbs, because nobody's going to pay $80 to hang out there and watch college football. This is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. I thought you were actually joking. I got to pay $160 and get four drinks? Get real. Yeah. You don't catch me dead near there. Honestly, Vegas, I'm giving you the big middle finger right now. This is it's so bad, I thought you were joking. I'm actually pissed. If you pay for that, that's your own problem. You're a dummy.
This is why, too, and I had great times. Some of our great memories of my life, yeah, even. Like, great parties and great times. The March Madnesses and some of the Super Bowl parties and shows that we've had in Vegas over the years. But progressively, it got worse as each year went on. It got worse. And basically, I remember, like, one of the last time I was there with the Final Four, and it's like you wait 10 minutes for a drink. You're 68 people deep. You know what I mean? It's all packed. And for what?
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Like you said, and people are saying, oh, they don't mind because it keeps the riffraff out. What riffraff? It's Harris. Like, you know what I mean? I would totally get it at the win. Listen, sir, it's $100 to sit in our nice leather chair. Fine, it's the win. You know that going in. It's Harris. No offense, Harris. It's, I like you, but you're Harris.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm a rageaholic. I just can't live without rageahol.
I gotta be honest. I would go to that place. It's not even Slots or Us. And I am Gable Morency, SiriusXM, Channel 204. Slots or Us are one thing. There's a place, I don't know the name of the place, and I hate to admit this publicly, but I went there a few times. I don't know if you know the place, Cam. I know you haven't been in there. I would assume you haven't. But it's hardcore. It's like, it's not even Slots or Us. Like, Slots or Us is Caesar's next to this place. It's right next to the Stratosphere, and it's a bar.
I have been there.
Some slots, some video stuff inside.
That place is a dump. Yeah.
They have the internet. So it's sort of like slash, not like grifter.
Actually, you were there with me. You don't remember? Remember when our airline went down, one of the first times we went to Vegas, I had to use their internet there. We were sitting there. I was losing my mind because we had to get back. And remember what was on? I'll never forget. It was a Big Sky Championship game between Weber State and who else were they playing?
I would rather watch the game there, Cam, than pay $80.
Oh, I agree. That place is fine. It's got internet. I'll tell you, hey, if you're listening, Harris, here's a tip for you. You want to pay me and Gabe $80 to be at your bar. That's what you should. The fact that you're charging people to sit there, who said riffraff? Are you kidding me? Harris? Like, that's the thing, Gabe. Use common sense. Bellagio, all these other ones. If you want to be a high roller, yeah, you can expect that. But low-grade casinos charging people to, like, come in there and hang out, you can get screwed.
There's
like, that's unbelievable.
They have a sign up, too, now. It says, no standing or congregating. It's a sports book. No standing or congregating. Slot seating reserved for active gamers. Sportsbook, $80, $180.
Well, they won't be seeing me and you. So enjoy getting customers other than the mice and the rats and everybody else that's going to be hanging out there. No humans are going there. Like, you said it. Like, you brought up a great point in your soliloquy there. It's like, what the hell are you doing, man? Like, you're coming out of a pandemic and you're charging people. It's not even a high-end casino. I don't know who the hell's running. Like, whoever had that idea in the boardroom, they should be fired. And anybody who agreed with them should be walking right up behind them. It's insane to me. Like, who the hell would spend, for you and a partner, $160 to hang out at Harris? There's a million other places to go.
They gotta be giving you like a pay-per-view. For the thing
that's
is,
what I'm saying, Gabe. I want like a gift a bag. Pod, like I want a buffet the next day. I want gift shop stuff.
Like, come on. If it's a Mike Tyson fighter, it's like the heavyweight championship in the world.
Yeah,
it's
I'll deal with you. Yes.
And they're like, listen, it's $180. and you're getting a fight and a couple of drinks. But they're charging you for something that you can watch in your hotel room for free. So what are they going to start doing? Like, and the other thing is, too, do we have a ban? We'll bring the ban over here in a second. But it's not, and listen, sports betting in Las Vegas, they don't care, okay? Like a sports book, they don't even run the sports books anymore in Vegas because they care so little. They're like, whatever, dude, we'll outsource it to someone, put them in the back corner. You ever walked, besides Circa, that's a sports book place, you ever walked into a casino in Vegas and ever seen a sports book up front? It's impossible to find. It's always buried like somewhere. They don't care, right? It's literally like 3 to 5%, 2% of some places, right? The high-end 5% of the entire sort of casino. So sports betting is not a big thing for them. But their overall greed is not just that, and Cam can attest to it. Because I know firsthand. So in the old days, you had the Strip, and it was like Fremont's where it's at. You know, the slots are looser, the drinks are cheaper. That's where the fun's party's at. Yeah, not anymore. Like you said, go there, bro. The hotel rooms are dumps on Fremont, and they want a ton of money. The drinks are what, a ton of money. The Fremont experience is a million people. The cops are jerks. Everyone's in your face. You got people trying to rob you. And they want all this money. And then the Strip actually is where it was cheap because the Strip was like, damn, everybody goes to Fremont now. We better like get it cheaper. But their overall greed, and I talked about this the other night, guys. You know, that's why I don't care. I used to love going there, but whatever, dude. I'm not paying for Raiders Stadium so Matt Peralt can go to Raider games. No offense, Matt. But it's like the stadium, like people in Blessing. And everyone like, so whatever, Kev. What's the bloody resort fee in Vegas now? It's more than the hotel room is.
Of course it is. It's
a
way
resort
more.
Fee is supposed to be $7. It's $15, sir, with free internet included in your resort fee. Wink,
it's
wink.
$60-$70 a night.
No.
Easy.
The hotel room is $120, and your resort fee is another $67. Then they want
exactly.
you to pay you for parking. And next thing you know, it's $200. Why? So you can build an arena so the UFC can make billions of dollars? You know what I mean? And the Raiders and the NFL can make money? Like, they're charging tours for that crap. Not me. I'm the new Chamber of Commerce. Come visit us in Atlantic City in New Jersey. We'll treat you right.
I agree with that. I only go to Vegas. I go down there, you know, visit a couple people, blessing, stuff like that. But if you've noticed, Gabe, I've done exactly what you said without saying it. I've slowly moved across from the El Cortez D, and now I stay in the local casinos. And you still get gouged there. Unless you find somebody that's going to cut you a deal on resort fees, you're still getting screwed. It's better than the other ones, but I'll tell you, it's not even worth it either. It's absolutely ridiculous. Bring your wallet, man. And the issue that I have is if people like to go down and have drinks all day, like there's no value, like there's no way you can get enough drink tickets to satisfy yourself. You might as well just go to a bar and happy hour and just, like, you know what I mean, put a friggin' needle in your arm and keep on drinking.
There's some good chain of bars. I forget the name. There's a good chain of bars. I used to go with Jorge Gonzalez to watch the games there. And shout out as Grinch is saying you can still get a good deal at the Tuscany. Tuscany's all right.
Yeah, it's okay.
You might get robbed in a parking lot, but
Cortez, even like I remember we called Gabe a while back. He's like, we had like a casino host because I'm actually like kind of a medium roller there. Guy's like, don't come here. You don't want that.
You have Babano?
Yeah.
Are you with us, Babano?
Hey, what? Yeah,
I'm
absolutely stunned to hear all of this. What Harris is doing. There was a time that you'd not only get into the sports book and be able to sit down and watch the games. You get free drink tickets. My, how far we have fallen since then.
Well, we should know, guys, and it's better now, but in the old days, it was pretty bad. Like, sports books were bad. Like, in a sense that it was basically homeless people just sleeping, right, in the leather chairs, and they used to have TVs and everything, and it would literally just be homeless people watching TV all day. Right, or they play a $2 ticket. So I understand if this modern sports book says, listen, we have limited amount of people that can get into this area here. It's a minimum bet.
You can't do $80.
No.
You gotta do $5 or $10.
No, but Kim, you don't say $80 for the seat, but you just say, listen, it's $50. You gotta play $50 bets. You can place your bets.
I agree with that.
If you wanna watch, you gotta play $50 or $100.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Worth of bets.
Yeah.
But
I don't care where you do it either.
If you're a tourist, though, and you're staying in that hotel, and like you're, let's say you're from Nebraska and you want to watch a Nebraska football game,
you're not hanging there.
You'll never go back to that hotel again. It's not about the sports betting. You're losing the dinner. You're losing the shows. It's bad business. It's a bad, bad business model. But whatever. I'm not the PR. I'm not the head of Harris. So do what they want. But I guarantee you, they're not the only ones. And Babano, this happened years ago, bro. And that's why I like Circus Circus. People, oh, you go to Circus Circus Sportsbook? Cam can attest to it. They'll give you a book of tickets. Tip the guy $20, you get a book of tickets. I remember years
ago. Not just one ticket, a bunch.
Oh, I said a book. Yeah, but bad.
A book. Yeah, a book means a lot. Yeah, a lot.
Thank you. So, as I was just saying, I remember it was when Kansas State was good. Remember when Kansas State with Colin Klein, I think the kid's name was the quarterback? Yeah, Klein.
Snyder.
They
could
really
run
good.
Like the wind, that guy. He wasn't a great thrower, but he could run, that guy. Yeah. I remember him.
Yeah. And then they played they played the Ducks in the bowl game. Whatever. I remember I watched the game with Darsh, and I was with a bunch of people in Vegas, and Darsh was there with his buddies and stuff. And we were at one of the nicer places. I think it was the Palazzo, or I don't know. It was one of the nicer sort of spots on the Strip. And word of no lie, Cam and Babano. Like, Cam, like, this is years ago, too. Dude, I bet, like, $3,000, $4,000 on the game, and the guy gave me four drink tickets, like, one per $1,000. And I looked at him, I said, you're effing kidding me, right? I said, you're kidding. I said, bro, I just gave you $3,000 or $4,000.
Yeah, the more you bet, the more drink tickets you're supposed to get.
Well, Babano, you get $4,000. You're supposed to be given, like, drinks for the rest of the night. Like, just, like,
yeah. They shouldn't even have to use a ticket. They should know who you are, and they should keep them coming. That's
exactly. Like, at the Tropicana, and it was run by Cantor, they did a good job of that, right? Because the hotel and the book's not the same people.
Exactly.
Right? But the book, exactly. You bet enough, they paid for it, basically. And that was exactly it. I was there, and they said to me, what are you drinking? And I said, I drink vodka and cranberry. And they said, all right. And they pointed out to the waitress, and they told the waitress, you take care of this guy. I just had to tip her, right? I was sitting in the VIP room up there, and she just kept the drinks coming. I just had to tip her. You know, and now it's Circus Circus. I swear, you bet $100, guys. Tip the guy $5. He'll give you five tickets. Like, it's almost like a dollar a ticket type thing, but it's worth it. And then you take them to the bar. And then you got to use two for one, though, Cam, because the one isn't really worth a good drink.
Exactly.
So the girl at the bar is like, I'm not giving you a Grey Goose for one of these.
No,
so
well, like, well drinks.
Two? You got to negotiate.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
Like, give me two tickets. All right, two.
Yeah, if you want really good stuff, they'll give you one ticket for the well. If you want like a super superior, maybe two or three. But I will tell you this, the Tropicana used to be so good, Gabe, and I'm not even a high roller. I used to walk in and they give me a gift basket when I arrived with booze, wine, everything. Yeah, where are those days? They gone.
Yeah, they gone.
Oh, they're gone. They're gone the way of the door.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Photo bird, yep.
Photo bird. Dodo bird.
I love Babano.
True, being generous to our consumers and our clients and our customers. So what? They're charging you what? To sit on your can and just watch the games in the sports book? That's ludicrous.
Hey, the music's playing, Babano. The late night anger master class.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Welcome to the bullpen, Derek.
Hello.
Hi. Derek, this indoor soccer is a new sport. Could you tell us something about it?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. It's soccer played indoors, like in a hockey rink. Sort of soccer hockey.
Boy, that's an interesting combination. What are the rules?
I don't know, really. I don't care.
I see. How does your team look?
Mostly Venezuelan.
Right.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. We'll get to some 3M Open picks. See who Babano's golf guy likes. I'm trying to find the name of that Bard. I can't believe Cam remembers. We went in there, you had to print your plane ticket or something like that. But I've drank there a few times and stuff. And that's the type of place, like you watch Dateline, Cam? And shout out to, we got Walter kicking it in our chat from Los Angeles, who we partied with in Las Vegas, like the Vegas crew in the house here tonight. See if maybe if they weren't ripping us off, Walter, we'd all hook up again. But they're ripping us off, man. But I swear to God, like it's a type of place, guys, like if you needed, like it's like out of Dateline, like if you asked a stranger in that bar and said, listen, I'll give you $200 to kill someone. You can find someone in that place.
Pretty easily.
Like, yeah, like it's literally like that type of place. Like it wouldn't take long, like after 10 minutes, like a drink, you know, no, what are you, that's insult, what are you asking me? And then you get the old, meet me in the back.
Yeah, like if you check those computers, like browsers, it's like bondage.com/org, or you know what I mean? Like
how to fix gun on by myself.
Exactly. Like how to make homemade silencer.com, you know what I mean? Yeah, I put a potato in my gun here. You know, I'm with you. Like, that place is Sketch City. You're right. A lot of people on the computers looking for bad things. We were just looking for a way home, Morenci, but yeah, that place is... You're right. Very, very sketchy. I think, you know what I mean? Like, if you ran into somebody there who's, like, on the machines or whatever, they're probably hiding from someone. That's what I'm thinking.
I used to go there and keep it real once in a while, stop in for a drink. Basically, the only time I'd go there, I'll be real, is after I would leave the Strat in a bad mood, like, or... I was asked to leave, right? So a couple of times I just like sort of leave and it's right there. It's one of those, whatever, screw you guys. And you just walk into the new place and you sit down and you realize you're like, yeah, I better keep my mouth shut in this place. You have a drink or two and you get the hell out of there. All right. So yeah. Give him back the money. Settle down, JN Reports. See, JN Reports, Chicago. Mexico ties it up. Yeah, great. I don't know. I can't figure this. Maybe just take all the underdogs in this women's softball stuff. But let's get to the 3M. Let's go to Babano. I'll throw it to you. And Cam, get your arsenal ready. Get your golf bag ready.
Ready.
Babano, what's your golf guy say?
Golf guy for the 3M Open. Calm after the storm, I guess, after the Open. We're looking at Hank Lebioda, 40-1. Doug Gim, 45-1. Luke Kiss on my list, plus 5,500, 55-1. Dylan Fratelli, 60-1. That's not Moops, you jerk. It's Moores, Ryan Moore, plus 66-1. We've got Merritt again, 80-1. Hey, Merritt gave me a good each way pay last time we took him. So Troy Merritt, 80-1. Mito Pereira at 80-1. And then a couple long shots. Cam Champ, 125-1. James Hahn, 150-1.
A couple of long shots. They're all long shots, except for a few. They're all pretty long shots. Yeah. I like a couple of long shots.
How really likes this Vito Pereira. He's a Chilean golfer that's really on the rise. He's made the tour and really liking him.
Huh? Yeah, I followed him last week.
Busted Hahn. Out some Chilean golfers.
James Hahn. Yeah, right, James Hahn almost won for me at 125-1. Thanks for doing nothing on 18, Hahn. Classic James Hahn. Never gets it done. You want winners, Gabe? Outrights or top 20s?
Oh, yeah,
where do you want to start? Where do you
want to start?
Yeah, the Barbasol. That tournament sucked, by the way. Horrible tournament.
Hey, settle down. Seamus Power won that thing.
Actually, he did. Yeah, I got no problem with Seamus Power. JT Poston went in his pants. The guy had a four-shot lead with three holes left. That wasn't a very good finish. He went bonkers in a bad way.
Start off with some winners here. Well, what's your winners group?
I don't have the same guys, Babano guys, but I'm going to take six guys. I actually like a lot of guys this week, so I might even take a couple more smaller units, but we're not here all night. I'm going to go with Matthew Wolf was 30. He's down to 27 on FanDuel. I love Wolf. He's won this tournament before, and he'll overpower this course. Bubba Watson is in good form at 31. We're going to take him, Gabe. I know I don't do this very often. Cool, eh? Ricky Fowler, 44-1 in this field. This guy's starting to trend. Trust me. As you said on the show, I know you had disgust in your voice and eyes today when I saw you. But the thing is, in this field at 44-1, the guy's actually got a couple of sneaky top 15s. Now we're hitting it a little bit deeper with Luke. What's on your list? Babano's guy's got the same one. Gabe, we're ripping Harris in Vegas. Yeah, Johnny Vegas, 65. Great biorhythms around this time of the year. And not Boss Hog, Bo Hogue at 90-1. Watch out for Bo Hogue. Hot player right now. Very hot.
All right. So let's say you had to pick one guy.
Can I get two?
Oh, actually, it's true. Yeah. Is it two?
Because I'm starting at 30, right? So give me the Wolfman and Bubba with Ricky in third. But those are the two guys I like the best.
Really? Huh? All right. Man, I hate to say it. I think Dustin Johnson's going to light it up, but there's no.
Yeah, but look at him. He's 7-1 here. Like, we can't be playing this game on this course. Well, actually, know what I would do with Dustin Johnson? I was like him as first round leader, like 18, instead of betting him at like 7. Bet him live.
I don't mind that. I don't mind that.
That's the way to play.
He plays well early, actually.
That's what he does.
Right. Because, yeah, he's not a comeback guy. He either plays well or sucks. It's one or the other. I like where you go with that, actually.
I might do it. If you're gonna take him, why would you take him at 7 when you take him at 18? And then if he's got the lead after the first round, he's probably gonna win the tournament. And then you got money to deal with if you need to do some things. That's the way to attack it.
I like where you're going. I like where you're going with this. So let me get this. Here we go. Finishing positions. God, this website's too much now.
Oh, it's killing me, man. I got heartburn, my eyes. I can't see anymore. I'll give you some top 20s. Well, oh, man, it's like a flaming knife in there.
Here's
some
new
assets.
Yeah, you all right, Cam, today?
No, I'm not doing very good. I've been working out like a fiend, too. Know what it was today? I figured out why I am, like, dizzy and stuff. I didn't put sunblock on today, and I went for like a two-hour. I was out for 2 hours. I got to realize it's not like a kid anymore. That sun's pretty hot for a guy like me, man. I burn quick. Hey, Gabe, top 20s? Tony Finau, 135, minus 135. Book it, man. The way you roll it, just roll it up, smoke it. Don't worry about it. Wolfman, plus 120. Hey, Watson. Hello, Watson. Yeah, okay, Sherlock Holmes. I got you at plus 145. Dougie Gim, plus 200. Ricky Fowler, plus 225. Luke, what's on your list? Plus 250. Hey, everybody, I got some burgers on the Grillo, plus 200 for Emiliano Grillo. We got Johnny Vegas at plus 240. Captain Kirk, plus 270. I want to see some space aliens scantily clad. And if you want something a little bit bigger, why don't you go down, see Daisy Duke and Boss Hogue at plus 360. And Gabe, another Texas Longhorn, one guy for a top 20. Big Bo Hostler, Haas, 6-1, top 20.
All right, I like where you're going with some of these guys, but I believe, unless I didn't hear, I believe you left out my boy, Chez Reavie.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, geez, man, I can't bet. Oh, yeah.
Top 20.
I like Chez Reavie top 20, too.
Top 20.
See, that's the problem. That's
plus
the problem.
Plus 280.
Good price. Up. Great price.
It's not bad at all.
Great price. You want more? I'll give you more.
Keep them coming.
Matchups. This is what we're going to do. I'm not playing a lot of them, but here's the thing. I know people are like, Cam, Ricky Fowler. He's minus 118 versus Dylan Fratelli. People are like, you're going to take Fowler over Fratelli? Let me tell you why. Fratelli played well last week. Before that, he missed 14 of 17 cuts. And maybe actually, I think it was 15 of 17 cuts. Guy plays well in one tournament, and you're going to make him a favorite? This guy might miss the cut. Give me Fowler in this matchup bet. Plus, he might be tired from the Open Championship, flying all over the world. I like Finau as a dog against Reed, plus 102. DJ over Louis. I had Louis last week, almost got it done. Louis, I don't understand how much gas this guy's left in the tank, but I'll take DJ minus 118 over Louis. And Luke List, minus 128 over Stuart Sink. Don't love it, but I lean that way. The first four I love.
All right. And I got to say, Cam, I brought this up last week. We got to put, you're going to have to start putting more work in, Cam, because we were talking about this. We were disappointed. We need picks. We got to start betting on the LPGA more.
Love the LPGA.
The LPGA more. And mm-hmm. the Euro. So what about the, we're going, what is this, in Wales?
I can't lie to you. I think this tournament's horrible. The Wales, Wales? Yeah. Who likes Wallace? I don't mind Wallace. He'd be like my fifth choice.
He's the favorite, plus 900.
I like Justin Harding. I like Harding. He's my guy this week. One guy, Harding.
He's 16-1.
Yep, that's it. Harding, you put $50 on Harding at 16-1. That's my play. Harding.
All right, so let's see what Gokster has to say here. All right. He likes Grillo.
I like Grillo too. Top
Liboda.
20. Liboda. Yeah, that's Babano's guy. Liboda. Yep.
Bradley.
Mm-hmm.
Gim.
Like
Doug Gim. I don't have a problem with Doug Gim. I think, Doug Gim top 20. I don't think
he's
Doug
a good top. Yeah, don't bet him to win. I bet Gim top 20 plus 200. That's
exactly,
the way to go.
Exactly. Not to win, but top 20, I think. Schwartzel. Moore.
Oops.
So, you're copying Babano, and Babano's golf guy.
You know what? Hey, I just figured it out, Gabe. Gogster's Babano's golf guy now. They're all in cahoots. They're in the meeting room together. What's going on here?
He did start a golf show today on Pub Sports Radio, but he is not my golf guy, no.
Oh, no, no. He's hanging out with Abraham. Oh, don't worry, Babano. Abraham answer. Well, he'll see you at tomorrow's meeting. Make sure you bring donuts and coffee.
So Abraham answer, is he going to Tokyo?
Yeah, Tokyo. Abraham answer's going to Tokyo.
Oh, and this one, 300-1. My golf guy likes Robbie Shelton, who was third here at this event last year. Robbie Shelton at 300-1.
Wow. Your guy, he loves to dig. He's a digger.
He does.
I think that was
looking for that treasure.
Probably a year late on that one.
Yeah.
I'm probably saying hello. I look forward to Battle's golf guys Olympic picks next week. Olympic golf next week, Babano. That's when it gets real.
So did I hear that the Netherlands won, the ladies won in field hockey? Was it 10-3 to start? 10-3? Good start. I'm surprised they even gave up three goals. That's kind of shocking. They're amazing defensively.
I'm very disappointed in them. It's a disgrace. They're a disgrace to the great tradition of women's field hockey in the Netherlands. No, who cares?
Yeah, they win.
10-3. We'll take it. The only team that can beat them is Australia, I guess.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
And Australia's not going to beat them.
I don't think so.
Speaking of which, we've had an athlete actually has already gotten caught cheating. Didn't take long.
Nope.
We're not even into the opening ceremony. Somebody got booted. All right, hang in here, Cam. We'll get you out on the other side.
Cool.
We'll get Cam's thoughts on the Seattle Kraken. Release the Kraken. The Late Night Anger Management Class. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So what do I do? Just aim for the pond?
No, you're not supposed to hit it into the water.
But you hit it into the water.
I know I hit it into the water.
Well, why do they even have water if you're not supposed to hit it there?
Because it's fun! We're having fun!
Look, it went further than your ball.
Yeah, settle down, Lois. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Throwing it down here in the Late Night Anger Management Class. All right, it's pretty clear that the underdogs are the way to go here in the Olympics, man. Japan, big favorites against Mexico. Mexico, it's tied 2-2 right now. Tied 2-2. Canada beat Mexico 4-0, so I don't know. Maybe Canada's good and USA can't hit. Maybe they all just, I don't know. This stuff's whacked out, man. This stuff's whacked out. I've had enough women's softball for the night. Let's move on to some soccer later. My recommendation, I don't know if Cam, you're going to get in on this. Babano, my soccer guy, me. My alter ego, me, says, I'm laying one. Hey, Matias, what do you think of this? Well, let's go to another soccer. Matias, what do you think? Spain, -1.5 tonight against Egypt.
I'm taking that all night long.
All right, let's do it. Thank you very much, Lionel Richie. all right, Cam. Any plays on the way out, Cam?
I'll tell you one thing. If I go down to the halal market and said that I bet Spain -1.5, these guys are like literally take me out back, and that's the place where I dump my garbage too. I'm going, hey everybody, bet against Egypt. They won't like that one too much. Anyway,
if Spain wins like 4-0. Go in tomorrow.
Just honestly,
great game last night. Hey?
If Spain Egypt beats those guys 4-0, and you're not like if you're a white person going in for products, like you're gonna have a bad time tomorrow. I'd stay far away
from
that
Olympics.
Place.
They're not watching.
Yeah, no, they got high expectations. Anyway, no, I got nothing, Gabe. I got nothing other than my crappy golf picks. No, I'm done.
Right.
I think that's about it. Maybe horse racing. I'm going to bet one race before I go, but I don't got anything now.
All right. Get some rest. Hope you feel better.
Yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow. Game time decisions. Yeah.
You will. Yeah, you will. Yeah, that's true.
God willing.
Yes, go ahead.
Wrenching redhead Cam Stewart. Babano coming up next.
See you, Cam.
Bring it.
Hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.